Oh, thank you so much for being with us. If you want to weigh in on the Orioles, 410-467-WBAL. Text me at 885-09 and find me on Twitter, at Brett Hollander. It does feel like deja vu all over again with this club. Same story. Big blocks in place. Adam Jones, Chris Davis, Matt Wieters, Manny Machado, and then these fillers, the forgotten. Jimmy Paredes, a 10-year minor leaguer who doesn't have a position. He doesn't run the bases all that well, but boy, if he doesn't feel a need for the Baltimore Orioles right now in doing what he's doing, which is slamming the baseball all over the park. And what's fascinating about Paredes, he went through this mini slump, and it's one of those things, it's like, oh, there's reality, but man, that was good while it lasted. But he's hit his way out of it, and he's hitting just as well now as he did when he got really hot in April. And then there's Manny Machado, who I think is like fourth in the American League in WAR, if you are into that sort of thing, one of the league leaders in OPS. Manny Machado, the season ahead today, is an absolute MVP candidate. He might not make the All-Star game. I'm sure he will as a backup. He's right now fourth in the voting at third base. Manny Machado is an MVP candidate, and if Jones has stayed healthy, he would probably be an MVP candidate right now. Still a lot of baseball this summer to go, but Machado, I thought he'd hit. I thought he hit for power. I did not think he'd hit for this much power this early in his career. We knew about the glove and kind of the way he carries himself. He is the natural. But I did not think he'd be putting this many balls in the seats. I really did not. But it's just how we kind of hoped it would be. Hopefully he stays healthy, but it's all how we kind of thought it would go. Remember, he had all those doubles in 2013, led planet Earth in doubles. We all kind of thought, well, you know how they say it? Well, he's 20 now. Those balls will carry a few more feet when he's a few years older. And that's exactly how it's gone. Rarely does it work that way. 410-467-WBAL, 410-467-WBAL. Coming up on the program tonight, Sasho Sarofsky, head soccer coach, the legendary head soccer coach at the University of Maryland, will join us coming up at 7:35 to talk about the Women's World Cup team. They play tomorrow against Germany in the semifinals. If they win, they play in the championship on Sunday. Sasho is not only a big fan and a great soccer coach. His wife is a Hall of Famer in soccer, but she's a legend in her own right. She was a champion for the early 90s Women's World Cup team that won it all. And he will join us coming up at 7:35 tonight. We'll talk some Wimbledon. It's off and running across the pond on the grass there at Wimbledon. Liz Clark from the Washington Post will join us. We'll ask her, can Serena Williams win the calendar year Grand Slam? Never been done before. She's two away, much like Jordan Spieth, although I think Serena's got a legitimate shot at doing it. I don't know if Jordan Spieth does. We'll talk to her about that. And is the prime already over for Rafael Nadal? That's coming up on the show. We mentioned Andy McPhail, and I'm really happy for Andy. I had this weird vision that Andy, and maybe he will one day, was going to come back in some position with the Baltimore Orioles, either as general manager again, president, maybe some sort of a tick below ownership job title for Andy. I know he still has a great relationship with Peter Angelos. And Andy, to me, if he doesn't deserve the most credit, and I don't think he does, I would say Buck Showalter does, he's right there. And not taking anything away from Dan Duquette, who I think has done a great job. I know a lot of people have hard feelings about Dan, and some of those are justified with what happened last offseason. And as much as I think many of us want to kind of criticize Dan for some things, he's a brilliant baseball mind, and he's done a lot to help the Orioles be so successful over these last few years. You might think he's quirky, you might think he's different, but my goodness, I mean, look at the results of the Jimmy Paredes of the world, the Chris Parmalees of the world, the Steve Pierces of the world, the Wayne Chens of the world. He got rid of Jim Johnson at the exact right time. He has a real knack for that. But aside from that, Andy McPhail deserves a lot of the credit here. He acquired via trade Adam Jones and Chris Tillman and George Sherrill, who became an all-star. J.J. Hardy in one of the most lopsided trades I can recall. Chris Davis and Tommy Hunter, major contributors. He drafted Manny Machado. Oh, yeah, he also hired Buck Showalter, or helped hire Buck Showalter. Andy McPhail now back for the first time since he walked away from this job at the end of the 2011 season. He's back now running the Philadelphia Phillies as team president, which, again, is that job that Dan Duquette really wanted this past offseason. It's really running the organization beyond just the day-to-day baseball operations. It's running the entire organization. It is the highest thing you can get to. For those like Dan Duquette, who started as a scout, it's at the top of the food chain if you cannot become owner. And not that that's what Andy wants or Dan Duquette wants. It's team president. It is Dick Cass and Ozzie Newsome rolled into one. And that's, for someone like Andy, who I find to be just so intelligent, and obviously his baseball background and pedigree speaks for itself. His father and grandfather are both legends of the game in the Hall of Fame. And Andy MacPhail, if there was ever someone who could probably pull this off, it's him to do everything. And I don't know if he wants to do the day-to-day thing anymore. Like Mark Shapiro of the Cleveland Indians, the Baltimorean, he has reached that level. And a few guys get to, but not many. Most can't handle both. Running the baseball operation plus the off-the-field operation. But Andy's capable of that. Now, he's got a major reclamation project in Philadelphia up the road. That's the worst team in baseball, but there's no doubt in my mind Andy will turn it around. They have a huge market, a lot of money pouring in revenue-wise, a huge payroll, which they need to cut and get rid of and start over and let it bleed out. But he has that when the time comes. But he turned around the Twins and won two World Series in a very small market. He got the Cubs, the hapless and helpless Chicago Cubs, within outs of a pennant, Bartman aside. And then, you know, to me, the job he did here, what he inherited and how slowly he had to turn around, his patience, he's not moved by what people say about him in the media or the fans. He's just above all that. And to me, Andy is a guy who I would hire to turn around any organization, to be honest with you.